This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron's Edgy Today, all across the USA and around the world. And on our show this hour is T.J. Lubinsky. Now, if you've watched public broadcasting at all, you've seen all of the shows that T.J. has been part of and responsible for. He's executive produced them, and they're all about the musical memories of the artists of yesteryear. I mean, going back to the 50s, the 60s, back in the 70s, big bands. He's done a remarkable job of bringing back the music of an era gone by, because radio stations, frankly, don't play that kind of music anymore. And TJ's got a new venture. It's called Passing of the Torch of Doo-Wop Music. And TJ Lubinsky will be joining us. Rapper star and former teacher. This is a fascinating story by one giant in the business, D1, and then Claudia Lombana talking about back to school. And that's all coming up in just a second with hour number two of Ron Sedgy Today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
And we're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy Today. I know, that's not music you hear on the radio these days, but it's from an era called the doo-wop era, and that's what we're going to be talking about on the show, this portion. And we have with us now a gentleman who has bring back doo-wop to television on PBS. Very interesting guy. He's brought back a lot of genres of music, and his latest is this style of music. What he's done on PBS is really a service to so many people who have lost track of radio stations because they don't exist anymore. They play some of the greatest music of our lives. And he's got a new project. Check your local listings on PBS. Joining us right now is T.J. Lubinsky. T.J., welcome to the show.
Ron, it's great to be here with you. This is exciting.
I've often wondered how you've been able to pull together all of the groups, whether it be the pop series, the doo-wop series, whatever the case may be, because so many of these people that are friends of mine over the years are very difficult to not only get to go back on stage, but to sound the way they did when they had the hits.
Yeah, you know, I've just been very lucky. A lot of times the process, Ron, starts with, you know, I'll hear a song or things like a CD or a record will fall off a shelf, and you look at it, and it's, say, the best of the McGuire sisters.
Right.
And you say, God, I love those songs they did, May You Always, and you know, not just the fun stuff like Sugar Time, but Something That's Gotta Give, and so many, on and on and on and on with fellow Sinner Sisters. And you say, wow, it's time that we brought them back, because in my life, I hadn't seen them on television or really heard all their great, great, great songs played on the radio. So the only thing to do was to go to Phyllis and her sister and say, would you please come out and be part of this? Because I want to make sure that everybody respects and honors you. And at the same time, you're helping your audience feel good and go back to a time inside when it was so much better in life. And whether it's the 50s pop era or whether it's our famous doo-wop series that came a little bit after that, the rock and roll stuff, or even all the way back to the big band days, the way I approach it is always the same. I'm trying to bring the artist back to a point where we can love and respect them, but also for the audience, just for a little while, to take away pain, you know, not having to worry about today's doctor's appointments or cancers, prostate problem, whatever it is that happens when you get older, family, lost ones, loving ones, trying to bring the audience back to the place when they were just starting out.
Boy, I understand that.
His goal.
I understand that totally. I tour with a 15-piece orchestra doing some of the great stars of Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars, and that's exactly the response in the audience that we get is when they hear those songs. But I have to be candid with you. I respect the fact that you go back to an era that is before your time, and that is very unique. I have that in my sons, obviously, because of my influence. When you talk about making the audience happy, people like our mutual friends like Pat Boone, Frankie Valli, Jay Siegel, Charlie Thomas, all these guys, one of the things that they have often told me is an appearance on your show really reignites their personal appearances, go up because they say, wow, they're still out there and they sound terrific.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a big part of it, and that's also part of kind of my intent when I go through this. It's not just to make a great TV show. I mean, I approach the recordings of these shows as if they were record sessions. So we want to make sure that everything sounds right and that the artist looks and sounds the best they possibly can, and then that begets the TV audience, and then that begets the DVDs and CDs, and that begets going to see them live and in person.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's all about giving the audience back that moment to when they were just starting out or just having a family or first crush or first kiss, and it really completes the circle.
I know that you do this in Pittsburgh. Are you from Pittsburgh, TJ?
I'm a New Jersey guy.
Oh, New Jersey guy, okay.
From actually where we taped the new show that we just did called Doo-Wop Generations,
right.
In Asbury Park, basically.
Right.
That's where I'm from, so Jersey Shore guy all the way.
Well, I got to tell you, though, that band that backs them up in the backup singers, you think they were back in the studios back in the day when they were doing those songs originally. What an outstanding group of people, musicians and singers.
Yeah, well, it's great you bring up the musicians, because they are definitely part of not just the secret sauce, they are the sauce. What we do typically for these shows, and I think it's the first time I've ever really explained this before, is we start months and months and months ahead of time with the musicians, just listening to the original records, because the mantra for me is it's got to be as close to the original recording version as possible.
Right.
We really don't want to end up with kind of show Tony Vegas versions of the hits. We want the hits exactly the way people remember them.
Good.
So end up listening to the records or the 78s in some cases, or acetates once in a while. Depends how old the era is that we're doing. And we sit in a room, we pick apart every part of the song, every bit that's in the rhythm section. Wasn't it upright bass? Wasn't it an electric bass? What is it? A celeste? What kind of Hammond was there that was being used? What was the percussion? Were the castanets ebony castanets? I mean, what are these things? And then you try to find out. It's almost like detective work. And then we have a core of Pittsburgh players. There's about 20 of them that have been with us now for almost 20 years. And we go in a studio and we lay down just the basic rhythm tracks first. And that kind of locks the whole performance into really having the sound of the original record. So if you don't kind of lay that down, you may not get the drums sounding the way they did on the record.
Right.
Sometimes you have to, you know, loosen up the cymbals and make them real loose to get that exact sound, say, of an early recording from the 60s that came out of Philadelphia. Or when we do strings and horns, we have to play those strings and horns in four or five different rooms just to get the exact sound of the way they were first played.
Wow.
And so we do that all the way throughout every instrument and percussion, and it's then used kind of as a base with what they call a click track live,
right.
Then everybody plays live also. So everything you see is everyone playing live, and then we add in the thickened instrumentation from the studio sessions, and then we just build so that whatever was there on the record is there live. And that's my approach. So we're making almost more of a record with a live concert element than, say, a live concert.
I give you enormous amount of credit for that, TJ, simply because of the fact sometimes artists do not want to continue to do the song the way they did it in 1962, so they, you know, they add all kinds of extra stuff to it. I watched Felix Cavallari doing Good Lovin' one time, and I when he got to the solo, I didn't know what the heck he was playing, you know. So, let's talk about the show. Now, this is a show that, as you mentioned, is going to be shot in Asbury Park, New Jersey. It's called My Music. It's, of course, on PBS stations throughout the country. Check your local listings for its time and station. It'll run, I'm sure, for a long time. This is a kind of a passing of the torch. I mean, you got friends like Jay Siegel there and Charlie. How's Charlie Thomas doing? I haven't talked to him in years.
He's great, and I'll tell you, the inspiration for the show for me was, for years people have said, I don't want to sound this in a way that comes across as though it's coming from a place of ego or anything else like that, because it's not. Since I started this and brought the doo-wops and oldies to television on PBS, people have always said to me, you are the one to carry the music forward into the future.
Right.
And at the time, I thought that was... I was there just to get the groups together, as many living groups as we can, and be the vehicle for that to reach the masses. But throughout the years, people said, no, you're the one to make sure this will survive. And as we finished the original doo-wop series, where we've had hundreds and hundreds of the original doo-wop groups on, it became really apparent that when we started losing folks, say in the last 10 years especially,
oh, yeah.
It felt like the music, early rock and roll, the vocal group harmonies, was kind of at the same place where a big band was. One day it was the meaning of the world with the G.I. generation, and the next day it was just gone. And that's kind of what happened, and it really made me reflect and inspire.
And inspire you did. TJ, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with our guest, TJ Lubinsky from PBS, talking about his latest music project, The Passing of the Torch of the Doo-Wop Generation, with a performance that's going to be held at Asbury Park in New Jersey, a sentimental evening pack of music of a past generation that still lives on today in many areas. And that's doo-wop. And we're going to be back with more with Ron Sedgy today, and we're going to listen to some doo-wop till we come back with TJ.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. My guest, T.J. Lubinsky, nice enough to stay over another segment talking about his Doo-Wop Generation special on PBS entitled Doo-Wop as they pass the torch in Asbury Park in New Jersey. And tell us a little bit, T.J., about how you found these new singers, because you got the venue with this show to really find this new generation of singers.
I am lucky enough to have this vehicle on public television. How can I promulgate the music into the future? How can I move this forward so that young kids can discover this? So that's where I came up with the concept of, you know, we still have a whole bunch of original performers with us, like you mentioned, Charlie Thomas, Jay Siegel, and on and on and on. How can we bring them back in a way that also engages some younger folks that I know feel the passion for this stuff, but they're undiscovered around the country? And so it's going to sound silly, but it's more or less like, well, I guess it's time to make Star Trek The Next Generation.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
From the original show. That's and great. I remember, you know, waking my wife up one night, middle of the night. She's like, what? I'm trying to sleep. I'm like, I got it. We're going to do Doo-Wop The Next Generation.
Yeah. That's a great
and she
idea.
Says, go back to bed, Bob, if you have too much Chinese food tonight.
No, it's a great idea.
And so then I started looking for kids that not could sing, because I didn't want people that could embellish or do that kind of modern way of singing, which is not, in my opinion, singing.
I hear you.
I wanted someone who could carry a melody, but moreover had the music and the passion in their heart. So I just started making a list of all the great songs I'd like to put together. And then basically I started looking around the world for a year for kids that could do that. And we found amazing talent. In the case of Charlie Thomas, getting back to your question, I came across these two young kids named Justin and James, and they were basically at a farmhouse somewhere in the middle of California.
Wow.
And they always loved the song "This Magic Moment," classic, originally by the Drifters.
Right.
And so it was tender, it was sweet, it was beautiful. It was a slightly different arrangement from what I'm used to, but it was very true to the meaning of the song. And these are just two kids; they're in their late teens, and they love this thing. And they had this great little sort of a picket fence background behind them, and I thought, okay, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Young little kids like have the passion in their heart for the music. So I called them up, you know, crazy, calling them up at 3 or 4 in the morning, and I said, look, you don't know me, but I would like to have you on a TV show that I'm putting together. Well, I want the world to see what it is you guys are doing. And, you know, they were like, yeah, sure. but I was serious, and they came out to Asbury Park. What they didn't know is at the same time, Charlie's a dear friend, and I called Charlie up, and I said, hey, listen, Charlie, we got these kids, and they do this version of this magic moment, and I want to surprise them. We're going to rebuild the fence that's behind them in their video, and it's going to break apart, and I want you and, you know, Charlie Thomas's group to walk out on stage behind them and just back them up and show them support and love if you feel that they're doing a great job. And Charlie said, sure. And then I thought, well, wait a second. Charlie Thomas and Benny King and Rudy Lewis and all those guys, they did that earlier with this magic moment, but then a few years later, Jane the Americans came out.
Sure.
And they had a tremendous, tremendous version of this magic moment.
Yeah.
What if we have Charlie come out and then Jane the Americans come out?
Wow.
And the kids didn't know this, but basically this fence breaks apart, and then all these groups, you know, Jane the Americans were inspired by the Drifters. The Drifters inspired these young kids. These young kids are now being backed up by these two amazing groups. It was the perfect example of passing of the generations, that you had three generations of performers there that just loved the music so much. We were able to share that moment with the world. So that's just one example of what this show is like.
The young people, like I mentioned before, my sons, who are, you know, in the 30s, 40. They love that music, obviously, because they heard it from when I was playing it on the radio. But, you know, a good friend of ours is Joey Fatone from NSYNC. And I often ask him, I say, you know, Joey, where did you guys get NSYNC, this five-part harmony? Well, his father's my age, right? So he grew up listening to all of this stuff, too. So they literally, that group who had a bazillion records sold, they literally used a lot of techniques of the ones that you're talking about. You know, the monotones and the platters and stuff. They just put it in a different arrangement, obviously, but that 4 or 5 part harmony that is so indicative of doo-wop was the basis for their music. And boy, I tell you, nobody would have known that today, and it clinged on to an entirely new generation of music and fans.
Well, I say, but I mean, I'm so glad you said 5 part harmony, because that to me is the real vocal group doo-wop sound is 5 part harmony.
Right.
We found these kids called the T-Tones, and they actually were performing in a subway in New York. They were out there doing, as you mentioned, the monotones, the song Book of Love.
Book of Love, right.
And there was 4 of them. And I said, you know, monotones is a group that we never really had to have on one of our shows. That by the time I started making them 20, 25 years ago, the monotones were long gone.
Right.
The same for the Silhouettes, who did get a job.
Sure.
You know, I'm just, if we could get 2 more guys to sing with you, another bass and another baritone, I think you guys could really, really knock it out of the park with Book of Love. And then why don't we try, while you're here, the great song Get a Job by the Silhouettes, one of the all-time great fun anthems.
Right.
Sure enough, they found 2 other guys that they had the exact vocal arrangement, because there's sort of a double baritone bass on Book of Love. And I actually had some footage of the original group from way back when, so they studied the choreography, and they come out on stage, and you feel like you're with the group. Now, there's no way to feel like you're with the group. They're not pretending to be the monotones. They're who they are, but they're so true to the passion of the original, so enthusiastic, and it's just one example of hundreds that are on this show.
Wow. Well, you know, TJ, you and I probably could talk for hours and hours and hours. You ever get down to Orlando at all?
Yes, absolutely. My brother actually runs a restaurant there, and he used to be a highlight player, so that's kind of his base for going to play highlight around different parts of the world.
He has a restaurant now in Orlando?
Yeah, he runs the Ale House.
Oh, geez, that's right near our studio.
There you go.
I'd love to have you come back and join us again. And I give you a lot of credit for what you're doing here on PBS. It's called My Music. It's the original artist of doo-wop as they pass the torch to a new generation of singers, shot in Asbury Park, New Jersey, the brainchild of our guest, DJ Lubinsky. And, of course, like a lot of the shows, they will be repeated many times, especially during fundraising times. So check your local listings for the PBS station that airs it near you. DJ, would you come down and visit with us?
Absolutely, Ron. It's been a pleasure, and I would love to talk to you more about all the genres of music.
Let's do it, okay, my friend?
Sounds good.
Thank you so much. TJ Lubinsky has been our guest. Very clever guy. He really is, and he's done something that so many people are happy that he's done. He's brought back the music of your life.
My pleasure, Ron. It was really fun, and I will really look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, TJ. TJ Lubinsky with Ron Segi today.
I wonder.
Love.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Deliberations resume Monday in the bank and tax fraud trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Most of the activity was outside of the courtroom on Friday when President Trump was asked if he would pardon Paul Manafort. He offered words of support for his former campaign manager.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad. When you look at what's going on there, I think it's a very sad day for our country. He worked for me for a very short period of time. But you know what? He happens to be a very good person. And I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
Manafort is charged with 18 felony counts here at this trial and tax evasion in a separate case next month in Washington, D.C. He has steadfastly refused to cooperate with a Robert Mueller probe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
forgive them.
Okay, forgive
them. But they know not what they do. Catching what they pitching. Learn from repetition. They got no mission vision, so I question their intentions. I'm paranoid. Everybody's a sinner. If you ain't on the mission I'm on, then use an inner. Me.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. And that is the voice of our next guest. What a talented guy he is. There is no question about it. Here's a man that has gone from being a middle school teacher to one of the biggest hip-hop stars we have on the charts today. Joining us right now is D1. Hey, D1, welcome to the show.
What's up, Ron? Thank you for having me, man. Well, this is a dream come true.
Well, I've written with me, too. There's no question about it. I love that stuff. That's great material that you do. And, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, I don't understand rap, but I got to tell you, you make it so that everybody likes it, my friend.
That's the goal, man. I don't want my music to feel like it's not for anyone. I'm just speaking about my experiences as a human being, and I think everyone can relate to it. I try to speak in a clear, articulate manner, and I try to make it cool and catchy and witty, man, and who can't love that? You dig?
I dig it. I'm with you 100%, my friend. Growing up in New Orleans, but you had a kind of a unusual and sad experience when one of your best friends got murdered on the streets, and you decided you were going to change your whole way of living. You became a middle school teacher. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so when I was growing up, you know, I always saw teachers as people that were pretty unrelatable. You know, I didn't see anyone who looked like me pursuing a career as an educator. So that's exactly why I wanted to get into the field of education. So when I graduated from LSU, I became a teacher. And while I was teaching, I realized something else, though. I said the culture has shifted to where students look up to celebrities, specifically rappers, more than they look up to even their favorite teachers nowadays.
Right.
So I just wanted to be able to reach more people. And I knew I could do that as a rapper more than I could as a teacher. So I combined the two. And I still have the heart of a teacher, but I now have the platform of a rapper. I literally have a worldwide audience at this point. Like, people know me all over the world.
Sure.
And I'm thankful that I know why I got into the game, and because I know my why, I'm unwavering when it comes to my purpose. And I'm in the game to educate people as well as entertain them. So, you know, that's why my voice is powerful and it's relevant to doing the type of work I'm doing right now.
Well, I got to tell you something, and I'm a firm believer in this. In fact, I was telling this to a guest earlier on, that people learn through entertainment. If you take a youngster, even an adult for that matter, and you say, you got to read this book, and you got to figure it out, and you got to remember these dates, I mean, it just ain't going to happen. They got to learn through a way that they don't know they're learning, if you will. And they got to learn from somebody that they can relate to. I mean, if I told somebody in a classroom right now in middle school they got to, you know, study a history lesson, they're going to look at me and say, yeah, man, what do you know? If you say it, different ballgame.
I'm so glad that you recognize that, man, because we get egotistical, and when you're doing work to benefit the community and benefit the youth, it's not about egos, you know, it's about us coming together as a team and saying, what are you best suited to do? All right, you good at that? You go and reach them. I'm better suited to do this over here, so I'll handle this. And that's exactly why I'm making sure that I can show up in so many places, because just my presence alone speaks volumes to a kid who's thinking that education, higher education, may not be for them. So, you know, so now I'm full fledged. I'm 10 toes deep into this walk now, bro. Like I partner with Sally Mae, giving away scholarship money, going on the Bridging the Dream tour this fall with them. Like I'm firmly entrenched into this walk now.
Well, let's talk about that, okay? This is the Sally Mae's $25,000 Bridging the Dream scholarship, which, by the way, Sally Mae will award seven $25,000 to students who show their excellence inside and outside the classroom. Now, tell us about the tour and how you get involved with this, Dee.
Yeah, so this tour right here is special because, oh, man, there's so many people who want to go to college, and it's a dream, but they can't make it a reality because of money. That's it. They just literally don't have the money to pay for college, and they don't think that you know, it's attainable. So now this type of scholarship can literally bless someone and alter the course of their whole life. So me and Sallie Mae came together, and we both realized that speaking about financial literacy and financial responsibility is important. I don't think high schoolers are hearing enough about that subject. So we go on this tour, we go around the country, and I speak to them in a very engaging, entertaining, emphatic, you know, manner that really sticks with them. And in addition to the tour is great. The tour is off the chain. Every time we do it, it's phenomenal. But now we're following it up, and we're giving away this scholarship. And the cool thing about this scholarship is anyone can be nominated. As long as you're a junior or senior in high school, anyone can be nominated. And you can be nominated by community leaders and by high school counselors. So we need the adults who are listening right now to think about the high school students that you know who you feel are deserving of a $25,000 scholarship. And I need you to go to SallieMae.com/bridgingthedream. Between August 23rd and September 27th, you can nominate whatever students you think deserve this.
Now, I want to make mention of the fact that Sally is spelled S-A-L-L-I-E. Let me tell you something, Dee, and I mean this sincerely, not just because you're on the show. You are doing great work. What you're doing, you're relevant. You're really doing something. You are in the middle. If anybody in the youth market is going to listen to somebody, it's going to be somebody like yourself. You are doing a hell of a job, my friend.
Thank you so much, sir. I don't take this time lightly. I know that, you know, our time here is limited. You touched on something that I've done like 20-something interviews this morning. You touched on something that no one else did, which is my best friend got murdered. I know firsthand the pain that I felt when that happened, and I also know the harsh reality that I learned, which is that we never know when it's our time. So while I am here, definitely, man, I'm attacking these type of issues with a sense of urgency. So educating a child, inspiring someone to go to and graduate college, that's something that I feel like I got to do it right now. Like, why wait till tomorrow?
No, you can't wait till tomorrow, and you're doing it right now. What subject did you teach, D?
Yeah, I taught two subjects. I was a math teacher, and I was a life skills teacher. So
really?
That suited me very well because I love math. That's always been my favorite subject. And life skills, pretty much, I just got to, you know, speak to them about, you know, things I've gone through in my life and what they could look out for, you know.
Later on in life, would you ever go back to the classroom?
That's a great question. I might do a LeBron James and look to open a school later in life, you know. So I think that would be cool. But for right now, I'm still in classrooms pretty frequently because I do so many speaking engagements in schools, and I'll be in classrooms this fall with the Sallie Mae Bridging the Dream tour. So, you know, I still find myself in classrooms, just not as Mr. Augustine. I come back as D1, you know.
You know, I can't imagine. I would love to be in a classroom that was the first day of class, and they said, here is your math teacher today, and you walk in.
It's so funny. I just had a flashback. The first time I walked in the classroom, the students were looking around like, this is our teacher? And literally, man, it was really cool, though. I don't have kids at this point in life yet, so that's the closest thing I have to kids is my former students, and I love them. So, yeah, man, I'm trying to give away this scholarship money, so anybody listening right now, if you are an adult, I need you to go to SallieMae.com/bridgingthedream, and you dig. It's time to nominate these students. So see y'all soon, hopefully.
Okay, and again, it's SalLIE, and May is MAE. D, I want to thank you so much for doing this, my friend, and please don't be a stranger. You're doing great things, and you're a super guest.
Nice.
D1 has been our guest, hip hop star, former middle school teacher, and doing a lot for the youth. He's telling you how to really get a hold of yourself, your life, go to college, get a scholarship for $25,000 through Sallie Mae. Rap star D1 has been our guest with Ron Seggi today.
D1.
I don't want to let
let you down.
So I'm fighting with these poems I'm writing, treating this like my last hope. I leave them enlightened. I was given a gift, plus I was given time, talented with the rhymes. That's why
I don't wanna let you down.
If you know me, then you know I've been trying. If I act like I'm perfect, then you know I've been lying. But I promise I'm worth it, steady trying to improve. It ain't easy walking in my shoes, but
I don't wanna let you down.
And I know I'm better when I consult you. I don't wanna be lukewarm, I don't wanna insult you.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Today, all across the United States and around the world. Well, our next guest is certainly no stranger to our show. She's been on it several times. It's always good when she's here. She's a great, great friend. She's a nationally respected shopping specialist, who, by the way, is also a two-time Emmy winner and a Peabody Award-winning journalist. Joining us right now is Claudia Lombana. Hi, Claudia. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm
happy to be back. It's always great to be with you.
Yeah, I feel the same way, Claudia. Well, let's talk about back to school, because this is the time of the year that everybody is back to school. And I saw a statistic that just blew me away. During the grades of K to 12 and college, this year spent on students will be $83 billion, with a B, dollars. That is one hunk of change.
It sure is. This is why it is such a significant shopping season for both retailers and consumers because of that spend. This year, the spend is actually a little bit less than it was last year. Last year, it was $83.6 billion, but they are still expecting this year to be one of the top 3 years since the National Retail Federation started keeping track of back-to-school spending.
It's unbelievable. Now, the other thing that I found kind of interesting is the different trends between K through 12 and college students, especially when it comes to where they shop. There's statistics that says back to school for K through 12, first is department stores, then online retailers, discount stores, clothing stores, and then office supply stores. When you look at college students, the number one is online retailers. Why is that the case?
Correct, because college, by the time we are in college in this day and age, you are already so used to being online and to shopping online that we're seeing college students make more purchases online for what they want. They're also, if their parents are making the purchase, they are the ones actually, I'm going to put this all in the cart, and then mom and dad are just going to hit click when they purchase it. For K through 12, it's interesting that you point this out, actually, because I was looking at the same numbers. Online is about to edge out department store. Department store was 57% and online was 55%. So yeah. I think by next year we're going to see that reverse, and online is going to kind of take over both K through 12 and college when it comes to back to school spending.
Yeah, that's what I would assume too. This is the second biggest shopping season, second only to Christmas. That's outstanding. I mean, I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the holiday shopping season, we'll see, of course, a lot more spent, but it is a significant shopping season, and consistently the second largest since the NRF started keeping track back, and I believe it was 2003.
Okay, so let's have some trends for this year's back-to-school shopping, because trends are a killer. I mean, I remember when I was in junior high and senior high, if you didn't have the latest style of clothing, the peer pressure was unbelievable. I wish sometimes, even though I look back and I wouldn't have probably agree to it at the time, that uniforms would have been apropos because everybody has the common denominator. But boy, man, if there was a certain style shirt, sweater, shoes, if you didn't have it, like, you were like an outcast.
Very true. And, you know, I'm sure there is still some of that pressure today to have kind of the latest styles, but it's nice that kids seem to have more freedom to be individuals these days. But clothing is certainly one of the top three categories in back-to-school spending consistently every year alongside electronics and school supplies. So electronics, cell phones are still hot. When it comes to school supplies, personalization is really a big theme for school supplies. And then for clothing, we're starting to see a resurgence in 90s gear. The show Friends apparently has sparked a resurgence in 90s trends and 90s fashion, so we're seeing a lot of that right now when it comes to fashion for back to school.
No, I'm waiting for that leisure suit, that green leisure suit, to come back.
You can wear whatever you want. You've earned it.
I've earned it. I have an excuse. I'm old and decrepit. Okay. What about some nutritious ways to send your kids back to school? Because I can remember, again, in those grades that I was referring to, you know, you have a hot lunch, you have meatloaf, mashed potatoes, corn, you know, the whole deal. How do you do that today? Because I know a lot of schools, like, have pizza and Pepsi.
Yeah, or you're packing your own lunch, which sometimes can be an easier way.
Yeah.
So I've got actually two points to hit on that when it comes to the nutrition and kind of the food safety for our kids. First, let's talk about something that's a little bit more serious. We've seen reports across the country of schools that have tested for lead in their water and have found elevated levels of lead. Now, this is obviously not something that we want our kids drinking, so there's a really simple solution, and not something that is maybe top of mind for parents, but an easy and affordable solution is a Pure Advanced Faucet Filtration System. This system is only $35. It is certified to remove 99% of lead plus 70 other contaminants. It is the only brand that has that many contaminants that it can remove. Again, 99% of lead and more than 70 other contaminants. Now, the Pure Advanced Faucet Filtration System is an easy solution. It's simple to install and, again, only $35. So a great idea for parents who are sending their kids off to school with water or making smoothies or making fresh juice. It's a really great idea. And another nutritious fact, since you talked about snacks and hot lunches, is from Crispy Green. These are called Crispy Fruit. Now, these little snacks are kind of magical. I've fallen in love with them. It is literally just freeze-dried fruit. 100% fruit. Nothing is added. No sugar, no preservatives, absolutely nothing. It's non-GMO fruit as well, and they come in these convenient individual snack packs. They're low-calorie. Again, nothing is added, just freeze-dried fruit, and they're absolutely yummy and delicious, and you can just toss them right into your kid's lunch.
I love that kind of stuff. I do, and I think it's extremely
healthy. It's such a good idea.
And it's very, very healthy. So, what are some of the things that we could look towards as far as being cost conscious? I mean, this is a big number, and I know down here in Florida, they have a certain period of time where they won't even charge you the state tax because they don't want to be too much of a burden on the parents of the students going to school. So how can we be cost conscious when it comes to shopping for our children and they go back to school?
Yes, particularly important, especially when it comes to something like the electronics category where those items can be really expensive, but there are things on the market. So, for example, when it comes to cell phones, one of the top things that kids want for this school year, Alcatel. The Alcatel 3V is the most advanced feature-packed phones on the market for under $150, and it's got all the bells and whistles. A 2K 6-inch display, dual cameras, biometrics with facial recognition, and fingerprint recognition. So a great deal for $150. And then last thing I wanted to mention, Ron, is protecting our passwords and protecting ourselves and our kids online.
Right.
There's something called the Dashlane Password Manager. Now, passwords are such a critical part of maintaining security for online, and the Dashlane Password Manager is a perfect way to save your usernames and passwords in one convenient and secure place. As a parent, that's hugely important. You can keep track of all your kids' passwords and share with them if you need to. They also have VPN to keep you secure on public Wi-Fi networks.
Claudia, where can we go for more information on what we've been chatting about today?
Yep, you can go right to tipsontv.com.
Claudia Lombana has been our guest. She is a nationally respected shopping specialist, also a two-time Emmy winner and a Peabody Award-winning journalist who appears on our show frequently. And Claudia, you'll be joining us again soon, won't you?
I sure can.
Great. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight?
At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Show Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal that could hook you up. Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of it. Our guests include Tanya Phillips Staples with a tribute to Aretha Franklin, astronaut Mike Massimino, musician Chris Bode, Shishi Yang, and also want to thank from public broadcasting TJ Lubinsky, rapper D1, and back to school specialist Claudia Lombana. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.